This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle markets for Wednesday, September 30th. Well, we've got cattle markets on a bit of a tear. After an impressive reversal up after a bearish cattle on feed, the market's got some nice follow through yesterday. In fact, gapping higher in some of these contract months. And the market's holding strong, closing at the highs from a couple weeks ago in feeders and also at the gap area. So once again, we're testing some significant resistance levels. We'll see what happens, but if the market can take out yesterday's high, then we get past some notable resistance levels, and I think we take a run at the highs here from a few weeks ago, and that would actually take us back into the highs from mid-August. If not, then I think we come back down and we test the lows from early September, so it's probably what we're doing is settling into a trading range. Cash markets are holding together well. That's obviously going to offer some support to the market. So we'll see what kind of action we get here, especially after a strong day up yesterday. Box beef values yesterday were mixed. Choice was down 56 cents at 217. Select up 57 at 207. So the spread lost 113. We're sitting at 1017. Movement was 134 loads. Week-to-date slaughter, 238,000 head. That was 3,000 less than a week ago, but 4,000 head more than a year ago. Feeder cattle index is down 25 cents. We're sitting at 142.36, and the front month October futures are at 142.92. Last week's Fed trade around 105 was up 2 from the previous week and unchanged for the year. Dress trade at 165 was also up 2, but unchanged from a year ago. Weights, 842 pounds, dress weights, that's up 3 on the week and up 16 over a year ago. Steer prices at 145, down 1 from the previous week and down 5 from last year. Rib primals at $367, that was up 10 on the week and unchanged from a year ago. 90% trimmings were down 5 at 214, and that was down 8 from a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughters running down 4.3% from a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 1.2%. Dressed weights are up 2.8%, and beef production is down 1.7%. So this is really, I think, still feeling the effects of the complete chaos that enveloped the market in March and April in particular, with the COVID outbreak and packing plants shutting down, not moving cattle out, getting very overweight cattle. We're still working through those numbers, which is why the weights have been so much above last year. And yet the numbers are down because we're still in this marketing hole. But as we move forward, once we get into the second half of October, we should see bigger numbers coming into the market, and we're going to see bigger weights. These animals that got placed late, they're going to have a bigger frame, they're going to have more volume on them. So I think that not only are you going to see more market-ready cattle, but you're going to see them at bigger and heavier weights, similar to what we're seeing here now. So the question is, you know, right now you've got heavy weights but light numbers. As you get into the second or in the last quarter of the year and into the first quarter of next year, you're going to have heavier weights and bigger numbers. That's a lot of beef coming into the market. How are you going to handle that? So I think that this rally here takes us up to resistance. If we plow through it, the technicals would take us on up another $3 or $4. If we fail, I think we would at least test the lows from a couple weeks ago, and we'll see after that. I've been thinking we got another leg down coming. The fundamentals, the way I see it, would suggest that, but the market's not breaking very fast. Cash markets, again, holding together well, and obviously that's going to offer support to the market. So we'll see where this takes us, but we're at some significant resistance, same thing that held the market a couple weeks ago. We'll see if the market can finally break through that. With the kind of energy we had yesterday, one would think if it's going to break through to the upside, yesterday's kind of price action would give it that momentum to get that done. If it fails, then I think that's a pretty big red flag. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.